This is Andrew Dewey for NPR Illinois. State Representative Barbara Flynn Curry is the longest-serving woman in the General Assembly. Maureen McKinney recently spoke with Curry.
I hadn't ever put running for the state legislature on my bucket list, but I talked with friends who were politically active in the community, asking if they were going to run, and they instead encouraged me to put my hat in the ring. So after much discussion with friends and family, I decided I would go forward. And the reason I wanted to do it when people encouraged me to give it a try is because I've always been interested in public policy, and I cared a lot about welfare issues, gun control issues, the death penalty, and other items that are of importance to people who are struggling to make their way in the world.
And do you feel like you've been able to affect change as a lawmaker?
Yes, I do. I think that there have been many accomplishments I can point to, including the development of early childhood education in the state of Illinois, including the development of strong freedom of information protection so that the taxpayers have a pretty good idea how decisions are made and who is making them. I think generally speaking in the arena of civil rights and liberties, we've made some progress, and I feel I've been part of that.
Did you expect to be in office this long?
No, I have no idea. In fact, I wasn't sure I would last a second term, that I would last long enough to have a second term. And after 1982, starting in the 1982 election, when we went to single-member districts, I thought that it might be particularly difficult for me, but in fact, it worked.
We talked about some of your accomplishments. What were some of your disappointments?
That change is slow. This is not a job for somebody who plans to remake Rome in a day. Our institutions are structured so that progress, so that change, whether good change or bad change, doesn't happen overnight. And I find that somewhat frustrating, but I'm kind of used to it at this point. And I've always felt that if you've ever been the mother of a two-year-old, you understand the frustration of change coming slowly and not in a linear fashion.
Do you wish there were more women in the legislature, particularly from downstate?
I think that the more women we have in the legislature, the better off we all are. I think that women should be half the legislature, just as we're half the population. So we certainly have improved our numbers over the years, but again, change is slow, but I'm hopeful that we'll continue to make progress.
And have you acted from the perspective of a woman in particular?
Well, you know, I never think of myself as doing that, but there's no question that the fact that I'm a woman infuses my views, gives me perspectives that perhaps people who are not women might not bring to the table. For example, I talked about the experience of being the mother of a two-year-old. My guess is, and the frustration that two-year-olds can bring to your life, and my guess is that the frustrations that a two-year-old brings to a mom are somewhat different from the frustrations a two-year-old brings to a dad. I mean, certainly it continues to be true in our country that women bear the brunt of the household responsibilities, bringing up children and running the establishment. And that gives you a different perspective. It's not because you intended to. It's just that your life experience is different from the life experience of many of your male counterparts.
That was Maureen McKinney's recent interview with Barbara Flynn Curry.